and welcome to Beyond the Reality podcast, a show that takes you behind the curtains to explore the unseen dynamics of everyday life, business, politics, and more. I'm your host for today, Simi Williams, and we have a guest in the house that I'll be introducing to you soonest. Now, today we'll be looking at a particularly crucial topic in view of what's happening in Nigeria today. I mean, unemployment is rife, we have economic stagnation, and a growing youth population that actually are jobless. In view of this, it is very important to rethink the country's education system. Now, I graduated from a university in Nigeria, and I know that what I learned in class were more theoretical than practical, right? So it is important to rethink our country's educational system. We'll be speaking to this today on this podcast, and the topic is, how do we incorporate entrepreneurship in Nigeria's academic curriculum? The importance of incorporating entrepreneurship in Nigeria's academic curriculum. That and more right after this short break. We'll be right back. All right, you're welcome back to the show. It's the Beyond the Reality podcast. And today, we're excited to have an illustrious son of the soil, a business mogul, serial entrepreneur, and I do say so myself, and the pioneer and managing director of Jenny Career and Mobility Services, an arm of the Genic Group, joining us in the studio today. You are welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right. First of all, you look every inch the entrepreneur. You don't even need to say so much before we know that this person controls billions and billions of naira, not to set you off now anyway. All right. Now, before we really get into the topic of the day, we'd really like to know how you started your entrepreneur journey very briefly, because owning a business is harder than it seems or than it sounds. So before we get into the topic of the day, we really like to know, can you share how you started your entrepreneurial journey and what it's been like for you so far?
Yes, I started my entrepreneurial journey very, very early. While I was growing up, I developed an interest and passion in entrepreneur. So it was part of my roadmap for my entrepreneurship journey. So I gained interest so early on entrepreneur.
Would you say being an Igbo guy contributed to that? Because I know Igbo people are very, 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 you know, business-minded, forward-thinking.
Yes, I think it's in the blood.
Right?
It's in the blood now.
Okay.
So, they're easy like that.
I see. Okay, so when you were about to start, how did you source for capital? How did you get funds to start? Or how did you start, basically?
Like, I started like everybody. Okay. Started like everybody, just like, I started so little. That's so little, like from just a little business of 20,000 naira. So from there, I was able to raise more capital from friends, family, that actually believed in my vision. I was able to believe in what I want to achieve and what I want to do. So I started so little, like so little.
Okay.
I never started from the top. I started so little.
So, see. So what uni did you attend?
I attended Kwara State University.
Okay.
Malete.
Right. And what did you study in school?
I studied computer science.
Really?
It was not related to entrepreneurship.
So, how did a computer scientist become the CEO of a career and logistics services company?
Yes, I had passion. Every interview I've granted, I'm always saying this, I have passion for the business.
Right.
I have passion for the business. While growing up, I developed passion for transportation business.
Okay.
Like, I really love transportation business. I love seeing cars.
Mm-hmm.
So that was where I developed my passion for the business. So it's all about the passion I have for the business.
Okay.
That is just it. I'm a passion driven
person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I go into what I love. I go into what I have passion for.
Right.
I just don't go into something that because you are doing it, I want to do it as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone like that.
All right. And you discovered your passion exclusively on your own, because I realize that this is a challenge a lot of youths face. They go, I don't know what I'm passionate about. How can I discover what I'm passionate about? How did you know that for you it is transportation services?
Yes, like I said earlier, I love seeing cars.
Okay.
Funny thing is, I don't like driving cars. I'm always lazy.
That's weird.
But I love seeing cars. So from that And that instance, I started feeling like, seems I love this thing. So I was able to sit down to look at the part I love, because I can go into the selling and buying of cars. I was like, no, I don't like that part. I love the transportation part. I want to go into the transportation part.
Right.
So it is all about passion for the business. That is it. If 100 people ask me, I will keep on saying it. I have passion for the business. That is why I'm doing it.
Right. Amazing. Lucky you, though. So when you started, you said you were still in school when you started your company?
No.
You were done with school before you started?
I was done, but I started entrepreneurship journey while I was in school.
What were you doing in school?
I was into fish, what's it called, fish poultry business.
What have you not done in
I've
this
done
life?
I've done a lot of businesses.
Okay.
I've done a lot of businesses that failed. That is all the truth. I've done a lot of businesses that failed in the past. So getting hold of this is something that I'm really excited about. And it's not that I'm not still failing in the transportation line. I'm still failing. But my passion is holding me down. That is why it is very important to have passion for whatever you're doing. Because at first, people try to go for the money.
Yeah.
And every one of us are looking for money. That is just the truth. But to me, when I started, the money was the secondary part. The passion I had for the business was the primary part. Because the passion was able to hold me down when I was failing, when I was not getting it right. Because if I actually wanted the money part, I would have opted out so early, because the money was not coming as expected.
Yeah.
So that is why I would always say to people, and every contact I have with anybody, I always tell them, passion is important. Whatever you're doing, make sure you love it. That is just it.
Well, is that really feasible? Okay, we are in Nigeria. Everybody knows what Tipping is doing. My apologies. And the first thing that comes for every human is survival. Just do whatever it is you can to put food on the table, whatever it is, whether legal, whether illegal, just do something to put food on your table. A lot of people will think pursuing your passion is a luxury, and that if money is not in place, passion will need to take a back seat. So how do you think the average youth can do what they are passionate about without really considering money? Is it really feasible if you're just starting out?
Delayed gratification is very important as an entrepreneur, as somebody that knows. Should have your vision.
Okay.
I have my vision. I have where I'm going to. I have a long time goal. So I have the vision that this is what I want to achieve. So if it's not coming so soon, I'm ready to wait for it. I'm ready to get it. I have the courage that it will come. So that is the kind of person I am. So I was not really driven by the money. Fine, I need money.
Yeah.
I need to survive. Every one of us needs to survive. But practically, you cannot survive immediately when you start a business.
Right.
That is the mistake people do. You want to survive immediately after 1 month that you started the business, or after 2 months. You want the business to put food on your table after 1 month. You want the business to sort your bills. You want the business to do this for you after 1 month. And you think after 2-3 months, you know, close down the business. That is it. If you are going into business because of money, practically, like, okay, it is because of the money I want to make from this business.
Yeah.
Trust me, you might actually jump out at the end of the day.
Right.
That is just the truth. To me, to my own perspective, to what has actually worked for me. Because I used to tell people, I don't tell people what I've not tried or what has not worked for me.
Yeah.
I only tell people what worked for me, what I tried. That is what I tell people. So this is what actually worked for me. I was passionate about what I was doing. So I love it. Even when I was not getting into it, even when I was failing at it, even the ups and downs, the challenges, I was still loving what I was doing. Like, I was really eager about it. Okay, I know my dream. I know what I want. I know my vision. I have a very long time vision about this. So I was not really being driven by the money first. And like I said, I'll keep on saying it, the money is important.
Yeah.
But I was not being driven by the money first. So it might sound weird to other people, but to me, that was what worked for me.
I totally understand. Now, you said some of your challenges, you faced a lot of challenges at the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey. You failed multiple times, you know, and all of that. For the average young person watching right now, who is passionate about their business or the other, wants to be an entrepreneur, how did you survive when you were not making money? When you were pouring money into your business and you're not getting your money back, how did you survive? How did you put food in your belly? What were you eating while waiting for your dreams or your business to
sacrifice,
you know, yield?
You must be able to sacrifice. A lot of people are not ready to sacrifice. You sacrifice for you to eat at the future.
Were there days you went without eating, like days you were hungry and stuff?
Definitely. I deprived myself of a lot of things.
Wow.
That is just the truth. But nobody can know. If I no chop, na miss Abi. That is just the truth. So nobody can know whatever is going on in me, unless I say it out that this is what I'm facing. People will always see you when you are winning.
Yeah.
People will never see you when you sacrificed. So as an entrepreneur, there is, like I said something earlier, as an entrepreneur, you must be ready to practice delayed gratification.
Right.
For you to be successful, you have to sacrifice. You have to go through that incubation period.
Mm-hmm.
You have to incubate yourself to get what you want. So that is just it. But I know what I want. I know what I want for myself. Mm-hmm. I know where I want to get to.
Yeah.
So I was ready to sacrifice even the last penny I will have to build my brand.
Right.
So.
Right. Wow, that's very dogged. I mean, you come across like a very determined individual who will give it all it takes to achieve your dreams.
I want to. I used to tell people, whatever I set my mind on, I must achieve it. I don't believe in impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like something is not achievable. Everything to me is achievable.
Right.
Once you're able to take that first step.
Absolutely.
So everything is achievable.
Okay. Yes, let's now get back to the topic of the day,
okay.
Incorporating entrepreneurship education in our academic curriculum. I studied mass communication, but I can tell you that we were not taught how to talk on the mic like this in class. A number of what we were taught, I can't even remember what it is because it's all theory. They were not useful for me in the labor market. And I'm sure it's the same for a lot of students as well, who only go to school to learn theory. When they get to the labor market, they are useless, they are not employable, they don't even know the next thing about calculating, you know, the Y, the X. Now, we are looking at the Nigerian economic situation, whereas we see that a number of people are consumers, we are not producers.
Mm.
And I feel like our education system has to do with it. The school raises you to be workers, to be job seekers. It doesn't train you to be creator of jobs or, you know, to innovate, right?
Yeah.
So now, as an entrepreneur yourself, having seen the benefits, having seen the advantages and all of that, what do you think would be the right approach in incorporating entrepreneurial education into our academic curriculum? Would you speak for it or would you speak against it?
I'll speak for it.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. I was still having this conversation, I think, 3 days ago. That, and I would make use of my tribe as a case studies.
Right.
That is the Igbo apprenticeship system.
Yeah.
If you look around, these people, they'll go through the system of learning. They go through the system of learning. 7 years, they will serve their boss. They learn a lot of things from their boss. Their boss serves as their mentor. They learn integrity. They learn sacrifice. They learn everything from their boss. They learn the delayed gratification from their boss. Everything. So they're able to learn during that period of time. Like I said, once they are done with their 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and give a guy rate of economics 10 million, give a guy that served his master 1 million. Now give that person of 10 million 2 years, give that person of 1 million like 5 years, and come and see their difference. That 1 million will chase and overtake the person of 10 million because of what? He faced real life practical.
Yeah.
So it's not about book alone. It is easy to write, but the execution is very hard.
Mm.
You can write a two-page book, but the execution can take you 10 years. Do you get?
Yes.
So the execution of what the person that studied economics for 4 years or 5 years, the person that served his master under apprenticeship, learned for 7 or 8 years,
mm-hmm.
was able to execute it. He met a lot of people. He saw the real-life examples. He knows that, okay, at this point, this is when you will lose in this business. They understand the loops and cranes of the business. They understand everything that comes with the business. So it's a real life experience for them, seriously. Mm-hmm. It's a real life experience for them. And if our educational system is being able to incorporate this into the education curriculum, it would actually help, sincerely, because I feel we are always being taught the theory part of almost all the courses we've taken.
Yeah.
We've always been taught the theory part. So now, to now execute the practical part is always hard,
mm-hmm.
than what you are teaching us from what you are seeing in the book.
Yeah.
But these people are facing the real life experience. They are seeing the real life of what you that are in school, that you are teaching. They have faced it already. They know their way out at every point in time. They know that business. So they've developed passion for that business during that 7 years, mm-hmm. during that 8 years of them serving their boss.
Yeah.
They are able to see everything. Their boss will open everything to them. They will see, there will not be hiding of anything from, like, okay, when you get to 100 level, this is what we teach you. When we get to 20 level, this is what we teach you. They are seeing everything, every day of their life.
Yes.
They have gone through sacrifice. They've gone through everything. They will travel to go and buy goods. They will meet suppliers. They will meet everything. So they understand everything that comes with business.
Mm.
So the best thing is, if our educational system is being able to incorporate that system into our curriculum, trust me, it will really work.
Absolutely. I'm inclined to agree with you, because one thing I love about the Igbo tribe is the fact that they are so industrious. Anywhere you go on this planet, you must find Igbo people there. And they will have an entire wing dedicated to Emeka and Sons. You will just, I said in Jos, Plateau State, there's an entire street where you have strictly Igbo traders.
Yeah.
They have dominated that area. And it's like in Kaduna, it's like in Ilorin, it's like that. Everywhere you
funny
go,
thing is, you
see
find
them, Igbo guys
you
there.
You see them with a very small shop when they are starting.
Yes.
Go and check their life back in the next 5 years.
It's amazing.
So far. I used to tell people, don't tell me that these people are into something fetish or they're into something dubious or anything. No. They're not into anything. They're making that money.
Yeah.
They are whoever they call themselves to be.
Yeah,
actually. They're making that money.
Actually, because
that person with that small shop, go and check him back in the next 5-6 years. He can buy a big plaza.
You're right.
Because they've learned the sacrifice. They have the integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a supplier today. After their boss settled them with 1 million or 2 million, they can get a supplier that will give them goods worth 50 million or 100 million. The integrity will now set in.
Mm.
Once they're able to refund that money successfully, the supplier will move ahead again and give them another goods worth millions of naira. So now tell me, a goods worth 100 million, he can see a profit of 20, 30, 40 million on it.
Wow.
So tell me, will he not buy a plaza worth 100 million within 5 years? He will. Because he has learned sacrifice as well. You get the economics. You that went to study economics, you might not have financial management. But somebody that learned trade, that's why his boss was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He has that financial management. He knows how to do it.
Yeah.
So it is easy for him to be able to accumulate that money and get that property at that price during that years. So the only thing is hidden. Okay. Entrepreneurship is sweet.
Actually, especially coming from an Igbo guy like you, for people like us, we are not used to it. So, but now that I think about it, I feel like I should have cautioned. Maybe if I had learned how to, sell freezer.
Even apart from the Igbo self, you see normal Yoruba or Hausa. Yes, just look at them doing business. You will see their business in the next how many years. Once they have been consistent, consistency is important.
Actually.
That is just it. If you're able to escape through 5 years of business, forget it. That is just it. You will see people, these top entrepreneurs they are seeing, they are building brands first. That is what people don't get.
Mm.
You have to build a brand. If you don't build a brand, people will not trust you.
Right.
People want to have this personalized experience.
Mm.
People, branding is an image of you, image of yourself. There are some people you will patronize, it's because of the owner of the company. You're not patronizing them because you would like the product or what they're offering you. Let's be realistic between me and you.
That's true.
You're patronizing them because the owner is this so person.
Right.
You are buying Dangote cement because it is Dangote.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Dangote has that brand.
Already.
We are buying Bua cement because it is Bua. You, Cubana in the nightlife industry, people are going to Cubana Hotel, Cubana this, because it is Cubana.
Mm.
He has that name in that sector, in that industry. So get one industry, build yourself on it. Be the king there.
Mm.
That is what
dominate space.
It. You will see an Igbo man, you open 10 shops of spare parts.
Mm-hmm.
You will not jump and diversify to this. You open 10 shops of spare parts, put boys there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you open this one, sell fridge, open that one, sell AC, open that one, sell this one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that he learns, that is what he will sell. And he will build himself in that industry, in that space.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it. That is what people don't understand.
Actually, there is a lot we don't understand about entrepreneurship, and today we are shedding light on that. All right, looks like it takes a whole lot to build a brand and to be an entrepreneur in Nigeria. When we get back after the short break, we'll be dwelling more on that particular area. Also, we'll be talking about the mindset you need to cultivate to be an entrepreneur in a country like Nigeria and what government can do to create an enabling environment for entrepreneurs to thrive when we get back. All right, you're welcome back. We still have in the house our guest for today, Mr. Chinonso Oko, the CEO, the founder, managing director of Jenny Career and Mobility Services, a transportation company thriving right here in Nigeria and looking to expand
globally.
Of course. Now, we have talked at great length about entrepreneurship in Nigeria, and you have spoken as the true Igbo son of the soil that he is. And at this point in time, I'm actually wishing I'm an Igbo girl or something. I end up marrying an Igbo guy, you never can tell. I've never moved in that area before. Okay, so now we understand that Nigeria's economy is, to put it, you know, nicely and to put it simply, as an entrepreneur yourself, how do you think entrepreneurship education can help mitigate our economic situation in this country?
Really, I feel entrepreneur is contributing more to the development of our economy if you're actually looking at it at a large. Most of the business owners are the one raising the economy, the likes of Illumilus, everybody. They are the one raising the economy. They are the one creating job opportunities for graduates, for youths. How many job opportunities are there outside from government owners? So they're actually the one I feel helping fresh graduates.
Mm-hmm.
They are the one helping them. So it has actually helped our economy currently. And our economy downtown currently, I feel most business owners should actually not really dwell on that. They should just focus on how to thrive, regardless of the economy, because a lot of businesses are still thriving. They're still doing very well, regardless of the economy. Mm-hmm. So in this economy, you can still bring out the best of yourself.
You think so?
Yes.
With how stiff and, you know, expensive things are.
It's your mindset and the application.
They speak to that. Speak a lot more on that.
Yeah, it's your mindset. Like I said earlier, you have to have your vision. You have to always think positive.
Mm.
The positive part is very important as an entrepreneur. Wow. In this current situation that we are now, let me say the truth. All these people that are selling rice, it is ending back on the end user.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is ending back on the end user. So as an entrepreneur, you are shouting, "I'm not making money. I'm not making profit." It's a lie. You are making profit. Let us deceive ourselves.
Mm.
Do you get? Because it's still the end user. They're suffering it.
Yeah.
That is just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come here to say the truth. I should not lie as an entrepreneur. No entrepreneur will tell you when he or she is making profit.
True.
They will tell you, "I'm not making profit." Mm-hmm. They will play the pity game. They will play the emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just the truth that comes out of it. In this economy, people are still thriving.
You are absolutely right. I mean, you are thriving yourself.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Despite, you know, what you're facing as a country. So for a student listening right now who is in school, of course there are no jobs, let's be frank, there are no jobs out there. For a student in school looking to start a business or looking to become an entrepreneur or looking for a way to make money even while still in school, what kind of mindset should the students adopt? You mentioned something earlier that you shouldn't allow money be your driving force, but I realized a lot of these students go into businesses because they need money. They might be care pre-order, you know, kind of feel that, which is not a business anyway.
Yeah.
Just a means to put food in your belly, means of livelihood. So for a student looking to be an entrepreneur, what kind of mindset should a student adopt in order to succeed, in order to thrive? And how can a student really, really start?
I have the vision. Believe in yourself first. You are your first prophet. Believe in yourself first. If you don't believe in yourself, someone else will never believe in you. Wow. It is the price tag that you put on yourself. That is what other people will price you as.
Please, retweet. Say that again.
It's the price tag that you put on yourself. That is what other people will price you as.
It is the price tag you put on yourself that other people will price you as.
Yes. So you have to know your worth. You have to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn. You have to have the knowledge.
Right.
Invest in yourself. Invest in your knowledge. That is the truth. Before you go into anything, make sure you know about it.
Okay.
Just don't jump because you are doing it. I want to go and do it. At the end of the day, now you now come into the business. I will not start telling people the business is not profitable. Did I want to compare the years you've been into the business? Me, I'm just coming in 1 month. You've been into the business 7 years. I will not tell people that the business is not profitable. No. You have the knowledge about it. You understand about the business. You understand everything. The bad side, the challenges, the good part, and everything, and how to thrive around it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it. So how would I compare myself? I'm just coming in 1 month to you.
True.
So you should be able to learn. have knowledge, believe in yourself that you can make it, have the vision, have the courage to hold on to the vision, because it's not easy. You just having a vision and it's not working, you get tired.
Sure.
So have the courage to hold on to that your vision, that this is my vision, I know I can make it from it.
Mm.
So it is very important. So a positive mindset when you are starting is crucial.
Absolutely.
As an entrepreneur that is coming into this journey. Entrepreneurship journey is so sweet.
Mm.
I will not deceive you.
Eventually.
But if the other side happens, I don't know.
Anyway, I hope you are jotting things down so you can take things away. A lot of gems have been dropped on this podcast this beautiful day. And before we go, we heard that the federal government has disbursed about 5 billion naira to help entrepreneurs in the country. Are you a beneficiary?
I never say anything.
So now audio money.
I don't know if it's now audio, but I never say anything.
I think government keeps doing that, keeps saying, you know, they are you know, doling out money to entrepreneurs, but we really don't see. What kind of support are you expecting from the government, actually, as an entrepreneur yourself?
Support. I feel we need an enabling environment, like the topic. We need an environment that would actually suit entrepreneurs to do their business. It is very important. We need, like in my sector now, we are facing some kind of challenges that we know that we need the government come into, like the fueling part, the regulatory body and everything. There are a lot of illegal people operating that is affecting the business. So we cannot do it ourselves. We need the government to come in that part. So these are the avenues, these are the things that government can do to make operations easy for entrepreneurs. Do you get? We are trying to thrive for ourselves in this economic, but please try and make it easy for us as well so that we can thrive perfectly well.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Chinonso Oko, for coming on the show today. Really appreciate you. Thank you for the gems, for the wisdom pieces you've dropped today. I mean, I'm literally reeling from the impact of your words, and I'm amazed by your courage and your determination as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will be all on today's show, the Beyond the Reality podcast. We hope you've learned a lot on the show. I have myself, and whatever dream you have in your heart, ensure that it doesn't die. And money should not be an excuse. I heard someone say that if you want to start a business, don't think about the money first, actually. Start, then the money
will come
and the money will follow. Can you testify to that?
Yes, that's the truth. I said it earlier as well. Once people think about the money first, once you think about the money, it will not come.
Right.
But just start, take that step. But people feel it's a wrong statement. I had this conversation with someone 3 years ago. At the end of the day, the person started the business. And trust me, after 2 months, the person jumped out.
Right.
Because he wanted the money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Now, for the entrepreneur watching at home or an intending entrepreneur who wants to start a business and is scared and all, I need you to look into this camera, talk straight into the heart of the person and encourage or advise the person.
I'm actually, I'm encouraging everybody out there, every aspiring entrepreneur, that your dreams are valid. You can achieve anything. Set your targets. Work on it. Just don't set your target. Work on it. It is achievable. Have a positive mindset that anything can work for you. Set a tag on yourself. You are whoever you feel you are. So trust me, you can always achieve anything you think of. Thank you.
All right. And that's on period. Thank you so much. Until next time, when we come your way again. My name is Simi Williams, and it's been an amazing time in the studio today. Join us again for another enlightening session on the show Beyond the Reality podcast. Have a great day and bye for now.